Okay, report and possible discussion on West Fort Bend County Regional Surface Water Treatment Plant Project, John Hoffman.
This is my first time to brief y'all on this project. It's not associated with our attention to federal funding for the study portion of it. I'm going to give you a brief history of how we got to this point, and then we're going to talk about where we are in time right now. If you remember, several years ago, we began obtaining federal funds through the Environmental Protection Agency that was geared towards a multi-party effort that was looking to try to put in place a regional surface water plant down in Fort Bend County. And the cities of Richmond and Rosenberg were our initial local participants, along with the George Foundation and Reliant Energy at that time. We've gone forward with the study. They determined that a regional surface water treatment plant was something that was needed down there in that area. And subsequent to that, we also began to see some movement on the part of the local entities there to comply with requirements that had been put in place by the subsidence district that is in location down there. That subsidence district has regulations in place that require those local water users to begin to wean themselves off of reliance on groundwater. There's three different actual thresholds on that. I guess the first one would be 30% off of groundwater onto another water source. And then the next threshold would be 60% off of that.
Kind of giving the board a feeling for how you think that these communities are accepting that and their realization of reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been kind of an interesting process to see, and it mirrors somewhat the process that was in place in Harris County some decade ago when they began to deal with the subsidence issues in Harris County. The MUDs in particular initial assessment of the subsidence district requirements is that this is a bunch of regulatory bunk and something they ought not to have to comply with. And what they begin to learn as the deadlines loom larger and more closely to them is that these issues have been litigated in Harris County, and the subsidence district is in fact one of the most potent regulatory entities that exists. And almost all attempts to rebuff the subsidence district regulatory requirements have been failures. And they have been held up in court at almost every turn. Yes, sir.
I've got a good friend on the regional water authority down there. I talked to him at the Republican convention. And he substantially reinforces what you say.
Yes.
All of the MUDs look at this as a way for Houston City Council to take them over.
There is a long-standing fear on the part of MUDs, in particularly in Western Harris County and Fort Bend County, Brazoria counties, that there is a huge plot on the part of the city of Houston to take over all of the MUDs. And then if it's not Houston, it's Sugar Land, or even now Richmond and Rosenberg have been implicated in this plot. So there's a lot of kind of strange politics associated with it. But the fact remains that in 2013, the MUDs all have to be off of groundwater at least 30% of their total demand. The cities have been granted a two-year extension, so they have actually until 2015. And so that complicates somewhat our stakeholder issues in pursuing this little regional surface water plant. So we have, in the last 3 months, really stepped up our activities with the local stakeholders. A study was completed by Carter Burgess to map out several different scenarios for what this plant might look like. One of those scenarios was selected for further study to see what the rate implications of this surface water plant would be for these local water users. Economist.com was contracted for to do that study based on what we call Scenario 17 in the Carter Burgess study, which simply stated that the cities of Richmond and Rosenberg would over-convert, more so than what the subsidence district regulations would indicate that they would need to, 100% conversion, if you will, and in return for that, they would sell those conversion credits that they would create by over-converting to these MUDs who would pay for those like they were using that surface water, but in fact continue to take the groundwater that they had in place.
It's a small problem with that. Subsidence is real.
Yeah. Well, subsidence is real, but I think the theory, at least on the part of the subsidence district, was that because Richmond and Rosenberg would take so much more groundwater that they would overall take the amount.
They would take no groundwater,
right?
So they could use Richmond and Rosenberg.
Well, no, they would take no surface water and take no groundwater and take only surface water.
Sure.
Now, in the course of pursuing our meetings with the local stakeholders, and we've met with all the MUDs by themselves. We had a joint city council meeting between Richmond and Rosenberg where we talked about all this stuff. And one of the things that's come to light is the cities aren't really interested in doing a complete overconversion model. They would like to overconvert maybe some, but they're very concerned about the economics of overconversion, primarily because the economist.com study indicated that at the very least they were looking at about $3.19 per thousand, which is astronomically higher water than what they're accustomed to being able to buy. And when those city councilmen saw that number there and asked their city managers, is there a way for us to do this maybe more economically by, say, blending existing surface water source, groundwater sources with that, and only taking care of the MUDs that truly participate? Because let's go back to our political discussion. Some of these MUDs that should participate in this potential plant are not at the point where they can get there yet. They're still hoping maybe that the subsidence district requirements will go away, or that they can find the water ferry somewhere or something that will allow them to get out of having to pay this additional increment for this water.
And so, unfortunately, John, my city is the loudest with that. Sugarland.
Yes.
And because of that, the other cities are following suit.
Right, right. And Sugarland is also, quite frankly, muddying the water a little bit for us on this plant, because there are several of the MUDs that are kind of in between Richmond and Rosenberg and Sugarland up here, and they're really putting pressure on them to sign up with the city of Sugarland and participate in their groundwater reduction plan. The groundwater reduction plan is the document that you've got to submit to the subsidence district that says this is what we're going to do to comply, and this is how we're going to do it over time. So at the end of the day, what we've ended up with is we had a meeting last week on the 13th where we sat down with everybody. We had the cities in the room, we had the MUDs in the room, and we started talking about, folks, we're at the point in your requirements with the subsidence district that we have to have who's going to play and who's not going to play. Because the next step for us is to do a preliminary engineering assessment that would say, these are the parties, this is how much water they're going to take, and if that's the case, this is where you'd locate the plant, this is approximately how big the plant would be, and so on and so forth. So then you can begin to get really specific about what the cost implications of that are going to be and how the groundwater reduction plans would be written to include that. And so we've given them until the end of August to tell us yay or nay. And we're giving the cities an additional 2 weeks after that to respond to what those MUDs have done. And then we hope to go ahead and do our study. And we'll be trying to expedite the timeline for that engineering study so that we can keep the subsidence district requirements for submission of the groundwater reduction plan is the end. Or the first part of 2008, so they only have through this year and part of in 2007 to get that plan done. Now, when I talked to Phil about this, Phil asked that I go ahead and kind of sum up by talking about some fundamental truths that we have in play here. And the first fundamental truth that you have in play here is when you have this many parties playing in a project like this, you are bound to have some very strange politics that come into play. And one of the things that's been interesting for me to observe as I've become more engaged in these lower basin issues is, if you thought central basin politics was difficult, wait till you come into Fort Bend and Brazoria counties and deal with those local politics, because those folks have really done a good job of perfecting the art of hating each other. So this multi-party thing, nobody's ever done really anything like that down there before. So we have to understand that multi-party issues are going to be perilous for us. The second thing is, this is our first visible foray into the water treatment side of the business down in the lower basin. And so there's still a whole lot of issues we've got to try to work through with respect to establishing credibility and trust. The third issue that I think is a truth is this. We really struggle to get folks down there to understand the fundamental issues associated with surface water.
because they have lived in a groundwater paradigm for so long that everything from the economics to the dynamics of surface water is something that they're having a difficult time getting their arms wrapped around. And it kind of associated with that is the fact that our guys in Central Basin and throughout the rest of the VRA have done such a good job of selling surface water that we have just about enough water left in inventory to do one regional plant. So while you have entities like the North Fort Bend Water Authority that are sitting up there playing kind of coy and all of this, thinking, well, if worse comes worse, we'll just come in and buy surface water from the VRA. Guess what? When they want to buy surface water from us, it's going to have to be SysOps water because the existing inventory is going to be pretty much spoken for once we build the regional water plant. So there's not really any action necessary on this, but because this is such a dynamic situation, because it represents such a significant step for us in the lower basin, assuming we're allowed to go forward, we wanted to bring you up to speed on where we are. And I'll be happy to answer any questions if you have.
Ms. Fetchy? Thank you.
Thanks, John.